Yo, yo, all you sucker MCs ain't got nothing on me. From a grace in my life, can't touch Kevin G. I'm a mathlete.
Ollie, give me my shoe. Bird, but forget what you heard. I'm like, trying to record, Ollie.
Shaking, not stirred, I'm having a pour. The G's silent when I see you in the door. Make love to the woman on the bathroom floor. I don't play like Shaggy. You'll know it was me. Cause the next time you see her, she'll be like, oh, Kevin G.
Thank you, Kevin. That's enough.
Ollie was eating my shoe. Anyway, hi, episode four, I think. Yeah, episode four, Not For Nothing Podcast. I'm Kevin G here with my co-host, Ollie, who is being a bad boy. Anyway, this is going to be a slightly different episode. I guess there's a podcast I listen to, and the dude just literally goes on rants for like 45 minutes about shit. And I mean, this isn't going to be like a rant per se. I guess I just have a lot of stuff on my mind that I want to talk about, and what better place, right? Podcasts pretty much is an audio diary, and I don't even have anything to talk about, man. Like I mentioned before, like I literally just hit record and kind of just wing it, and like today I'm literally just blank, but I have this on my mind, right? So I guess I'm just going to talk about this. All right, I mentioned in like the preview episode I would talk a little bit about myself, and I guess I'm due for one of those episodes, so here we are. Hi. I assume most of you, I assume that, I know most of the listeners personally, like at least I've met you in the past or know you or something. My phone just vibrated. Anyway, I was going to say, but I don't, because I just remembered, a couple days ago I went on Facebook and I went to different pages, like fan pages for different types of podcasts and stuff. And, I posted a link to the podcast, and there was a lot of people said they would check it out. Like, I'm friends with a few people on there. Not even personally, just people on the internet I talk to. So, anyone new? Hi, welcome. I guess you shouldn't start on this episode. Probably just go back. But, yeah, this is going to be a little bit about myself. I don't want to get into religion. But, I guess I'm just going to mention this really quick. I grew up in a Catholic family, right? Specifically my mom, right? My mother was she's very religious. And because of that, I went to a Catholic school growing up in elementary school. And back then, we had religion class every day, talk about it every day, things like that. And I grew up like scared of God, right? Scared. I guess because like the Bible, it really could be a scary piece of literature, right? Let's just call it that. Call it what it is. It's a scary piece of literature. There's a lot of stuff in the Bible that, I mean, especially for young children, you know, like it could come off as scary. And I guess when I got older, like high school, and I was stupid in high school. I did a lot of stupid things in high school, right? And in high school, I guess I didn't want to like I don't want to say like rebel against God. That sounds stupid. I don't know. I just I didn't want to believe in God. Like, I guess I thought it was stupid to believe in God. And, I don't know how to say this, man. Like, part of me, I think, always had that deep down. Like, but what if they're right? You know, what if something's watching me? But, like, the majority part of me back then was like, no, like, that's stupid. There's no God, blah, blah, blah. And if there is, like, I'm angry with God, you know, like, for no fucking reason. You know, I was just a stupid... I was a stupid teenager, just angry for no reason at all, right? But as I got older, I don't want to say my faith came back, like it didn't, right? The God in the Bible, I don't think that faith will ever come back. But as I got older, especially like this is after the worst of the drugs came, like after that, and I started reading a little more. And I got into it. I was really confused. You know, if you're in recovery, they have that whole Narcotics Anonymous thing. And it's not supposed to be a religious program. I don't buy it, right? I just want to say really quick, if Narcotics Anonymous helps you, that's wonderful. I think it's great. You know, I just think meetings don't personally, I hear a lot of people saying meetings saved my life. If it wasn't for meetings, I'd be using, blah, blah, blah. You know, the meetings, it's all meetings are, it's the sense of community you get from people struggling with the same thing and the empathy you get from them, that's all it is, and I can get that in different places, right? And that's all I'm gonna say on that. But it is there's a lot of God talk in there, right? And because of that, I don't know, like, that kind of scared me away from it for a long time too. But after talking to a lot of people about it, it's not necessarily the God, but a higher power in a sense, right? And I just needed some sort of higher power. I needed to believe in something, because like I was lost, right? Especially for a long time, I was really lost back then. So I needed some type of higher power, and I read up on a lot of stuff. I read up on different religions, from Muslims, Jewish, more stuff from Catholics, different types of religions. I read up on them, and you know what's crazy? The thing is, on just every religion, there's so many similarities in them that it's ridiculous. It's crazy. I don't think most of them don't know, you know, like most of the people don't know that they're believing this, believing that, when honestly, a lot of them are believing in the same stuff, different names, different this, different that, but it's pretty much the same stuff, right? So because of that, that made me think, if all these religions are believing in similar things, there has to be some sense of truth to that, right? Behind all of them together, put together, has to be some sort of truth. So I don't know. I think there's something out there, something in the world watching me, protecting me, whatever you want to say. There has to be something, right? The universe, whatever you want to call it. And I'm only mentioning that, I'll get off the religion, but I'm only mentioning that because whatever you want to say, that the high, let's just say the higher power. I've done, like I said before, in high school I was a stupid kid, right? I was a brat. And even after high school, man, for years I had this mentality that just pisses me off that I thought that way. And I did a lot of stupid things. You know, the group of friends I grew up with in high school and after, as sad as it is, half of them are dead. A few of them are in jail. And the other ones are doing well, or so it seems. You know, I know they struggle, but I don't know. I hope they're doing well. But yeah. Together we did a lot of stupid things, and honestly, I really think I should be dead. I should be in jail. I should be somewhere, and here I am, recording a fucking podcast. Like, what? 5 years ago, and when I was like 20, I never ever would have thought I'd be recording a podcast. I don't even think I knew what a podcast was back then. Like, that's just that's crazy to me. And I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, I did a lot of stupid things, right? And like I said, here I am. Why? It makes me think, like, it could be a lot worse. And I think that it has to be some sort of higher power that looked out for me, that's trying to get me in the right path. And it's really, that's really bugging me. I'm uninspired, guys. I wanted to start this podcast because, like, I mentioned before, I just wanted to reach out to people, because podcasts helped me so much when I was down, when I was a time of need. I would just listen to podcasts, right? And they helped me get out of my funk when I was down. At least they would distract me for a little bit. And that's what I want. I want to help people. Not even this is podcast, just in general in life. I know that there's something in me that just wants to help people and be like real, right? Because I remember, let's say like in high school, right? Yeah. There'd be the assemblies, and people would come from like jail, and they say, don't do drugs, this happens, whatever. And there was a lot of sugarcoating, right? Like, I don't want to do that. I want to help kids. I like people, but kids specifically, like, before it gets bad, I just want to help people, right? I want to help before it gets to the drugs, because no one's real with these people, right? There's a lot of sugarcoating, and I really want to just, who's texting me? Anyway, I really just want to help people, but be really serious with them, and, like, tell them what's going on with me, like what happened with me, and just be really honest and tell them exactly what's gonna happen if they take that life, right? And not even drugs, like, forget the drugs for a minute. Just I used drugs because I was depressed, because I was lost, I was anxious, and I want to help people get out of that, right? And you know what's crazy, that I've realized the main reason I wanted to talk about this, because I was looking online and I was talking to a friend. I don't want to say her name, but I was talking to a friend, and she was telling me about some stuff she saw online, and I had seen the same stuff online. It was the comments on this video, some kid getting bullied and whatever. People suck. Man, people fucking suck. There's a lot of stupid, ignorant people online just bullying others on a video about bullying, just fucking with people, right? There's all these people fucking telling to kill themselves, do this, do that. And like all these, there's fucking kids reading that. And it blows my mind that these adult men and women are talking to these little children like this, putting them down. And that bugs me so much. I want to help these kids. Like, we were all stupid kids at a point, right? And it'd be more professional if I had something written down and I would have fucking known where to take this more or less, but I don't know, I'm winging it, guys, just stick with me. I guess I'm just trying to say, I really want to help people that are down, right? I know what it's like to be broken, and I want to help people not get there to begin with, but if they are there, I want to help them be unbroken, right? And right now, I'm uninspired. I'm down, right? I really feel like, again, getting back to the higher power thing, I feel that the higher power made me, you know, the cliche saying, everything happens for a reason. I hate cliche sayings, and I'm genuinely starting to believe that that's true. There's a lot of things that have happened in my life that they wouldn't have happened if things in the past didn't happen. Like the whole butterfly effect thing too takes place in this, I guess. But I'm starting to believe everything happens for a reason. And I really think that all the things that I did, all the things that I went through, the stupid things, the bad things, they were for a reason, right? Like here I am now. And again, I'm on a fucking recording a podcast, just talking about how I want to help people. And hey, I don't know, guys, that blows my mind. I think all the stuff I did in the past, all the people I knew back then, I went through all that so that I can get here, right? So that I can help others not do what I did. And I'm not doing that, right? I'm not even close. Like, I'm not helping people. I talk to a lot of people. I actually have it blows my mind. I have fucking families, mothers reach out to me about their children because they've seen stuff I've talked about online, things like that. And they reach out to me, and I tell them, I'm not the person to ask. I don't know how to help you. And I tell them I'm going to be 100% with you. I'm going to tell you what I went through and what I'm doing, what I did, and how I try to stay out of that. And every single one of them tells me that what I tell them like that, when I talk to them like that, that's helped them more than any other person out there that just says the cliche sayings and this and that. And I guess that just opened my eyes even more, that's what I want to do in life, right? But I'm not taking the route. I don't even know how to word this. I'm not doing that, right? I'm just wasting time. I'm doing stupid things. I'm doing a stupid job. I'm wasting life, right? And I'm 25. I just turned 25 like 3 weeks ago. And to be honest, when I was young, I really didn't even think I'd make it to 25. And I was totally content with that. I was perfectly fine with the idea of dying a young death as long as I went out feeling good. To be honest, I didn't care. I realize that's fucking retarded. I'm sorry. I realize that's fucking stupid. But I didn't think I'd make it to here, and here I am. And now I really feel, I know a lot of people say, like, their kids, they tell their kids they're destined for great, they're destined for this, destined for that. And realistically, you feel that way because it's your kid, and it's probably just going to be an average person doing an average job, whatever. I really feel that's not me. I feel I'm meant to do something, and something great. And it just bugs me so much that I can't figure out what the fuck that is, right? I can't figure out how to start this, I don't know where to begin. I don't know how to do anything, right? I just know that it's something great that I'm destined to do, to help other people. And I don't know, maybe this podcast would be the beginning of it. Maybe the stuff I talk to online about with people could be the beginning of it. I don't know. I guess I'm just winging life to begin with. Like I'm winging everything. right? And I don't know. It just it bothers me that I'm doing that. And I guess if you're dealing with that too, because I know there's a lot of people out there, a lot of you are destined for great stuff, right? A lot of you are wasting your lives too. A lot of you are around my age. There might be some of you younger, some of you older, but it's not too late, right? And see, it's crazy that I'm very good at giving advice to other people, but when it comes to taking the advice, I'm horrible at it. And so I'm just gonna go off of me for a minute. If you're listening to this and you feel the same way, believe me, you can talk to me, right? I know a lot of people say that. A lot of people online, you can talk to me, this and that. No one really gives a fuck, right? And I'm gonna be honest, I probably won't care if you talk to me and I don't know you. I honestly probably won't care, but I will talk to you and I will try to help you, because that's as a human being, I feel like that's what I have to do. And if I do help you, it's gonna make me feel good that I did, and I will learn to care about it, right? And that kind of came off mean, whatever. Yeah, anyway, if you're dealing with this in life, I really feel, speaking for myself too, me and you should stop. Like, I guess just stop wasting time. Stop putting yourself down about the stupid things done in the past and anything going on now, and really just find what you're meant to do. Find the reason you're here, because I really, I feel bad that everyone just goes to work, goes home, goes to a bar, does this and that. Like, it's just repetitive shit everyone's doing every day. And I feel so bad for people that are doing that, and I don't want to do that. And if you feel that way, please find a way to get out of it, right? I know, again, that's cliche. It's easier said than done. I get it. But I think life really is too short, right? I'm 25. I really never thought I didn't think I'd get to 25, and I didn't think it'd go so fucking quick. And again, here I am. So I have to sit and wonder about where I want to take my life. And if you're dealing with the same thing again, just please try and get out of it. Talk to me. Maybe together we can figure something out. We can work on something. And another thing, that the friend I mentioned before, she showed me something. You know, it's specifically to women listening to this, but I know there's a few guys out there. This one thing that really quick, I'm gonna get off the other topic. I've noticed a lot of people feeling down about themselves too. I guess it goes hand in hand with the other thing, right? I've noticed a lot of people feeling down about themselves because of all these like models and commercials with these people like looking fucking perfect, right? And she was telling me that she felt fat, she felt ugly because of Instagram models, you want to call them, or these fucking girls for like makeup lines, things like that. You know, I researched, did some research on the thing. You know, it's crazy that a lot of makeup companies won't hire you to be a model if you don't have at least 2,000 followers on Instagram. What the fuck kind of shit is that? What the hell? There's a lot of them that they say that they don't edit this and that, whatever. But then if you read the fine print, there's a lot of edits in it that they lie about. And I feel so bad for women that see these girls and think that they have to live up to that they have to look like that. And realistically, women don't look like that. I don't even know where this came from, but I was talking to her about it, and it really fucking bugged her how much companies are doing this, and how much it bugged me to see how much it put her down, right? And I really, really, really feel so fucking bad. I would hate to be a female in today's age, because the crazy thing is that these girls, they don't look like that, then they feel bad and they put themselves down, but then they're going out and talking shit about these other girls for not looking like that either. And I really don't understand that either, because if you're a fucking female, you should stick up for other fucking females and be in it together. What the fuck, what does it do putting another girl down because she doesn't look a certain way that you think she should? Right, you're putting yourself down because you don't look like that, but you're putting her down because she doesn't look like that. It just makes no fucking sense to me. And holy shit, I just realized this is 20 minutes. Anyway, I guess it was a rant after all. Anyway, females, please do better. Help each other out. Be there for one another. Stop putting yourself down. Stop putting each other down. Don't believe all these fucking girls online. These models. Just don't believe it, man. It's not real life. stop focusing on that shit. And really, again, just focus on you and figure out what you're meant to do. Because I'm going to be honest. I was about to say that we're all here to do something great, but that's bullshit, because that's a cliche saying, something that a fucking one of those motivational speaker people would say, that we're all here to destined to do something great. And that's bullshit. We're not. Honestly, we're all not. Some of us are here to just live average lives and do this and that. But I know that some of you are here to do something great. So if you really feel that you're here destined to do something, stop focusing on that negative shit and really focus on you. Here I go again, fucking giving you advice when I can't fucking take it. Anyway. Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know if to post this. Wow. This is slightly negative. I gotta think of something positive to talk about before I end. But one thing really quick. Last minute, I just remembered. I keep seeing these things online. I'm sure most of you heard about the kid Jr. that got murdered in New York the other day. I keep seeing people posting this article. Several different news things stations that have been posting that the three of the killers are being held. Who the fuck keeps texting? Anyway, three of the killers have been held in a separate like cell block, and they're being alone, and they're being protected. And a lot of people keep posting the article saying they're pissed off that they're murderers. Why are they being protected? Blah blah blah. Honestly, my quick two cents on the topic. They're being protected because if something is to happen to them in general population and someone is to beat them up and they survive, whatever, the cops obviously weren't protecting them, and the lawyer can argue that they're being mistreated and they're not being protected by the officers, and they can somehow find a loophole in the justice system and get them out. And so that's why they're being protected. Once they're actually sentenced, they might be in they might be separate for a while, but they will go eventually. It's going to be a regular jail sentence. And one thing I noticed, a few of them, there was like 10 or 11 of them arrested, right? But a few of them are being charged with murder of an officer, because the kid Jr., he was in some type of program studying some kind of program that technically he could be charged. They could be charged with murder of an officer. And that's what you should be mad about, if anything. He's, it's a technicality. So he's not an officer, right? He's not an officer. They're being charged with murder of an officer. If they have a good fucking lawyer, he can really argue that they did not murder any officer and find some type of loophole and get him out of that shit. If you want to be mad about something, be mad about that. I have no idea why I mentioned that. I don't know. Anyway, something positive. Quick, Kevin, think of something positive before I end this. Well, I'll say this. If you're a Walking Dead fan, I just read the other day, they tweeted The Walking Dead, like the official AMC page tweeted, "Don't believe everything you read." And I think that's beautiful, because now everything I said about The Walking Dead before has got me thinking that maybe none of that is true. What else is positive? My dog is sitting by my foot and he fell asleep and he looks adorable. Anyway, yeah. Go do something good, guys. Go stop wasting time. Go live your life. I'm going to try my hardest to do the same. Right? And I really got to sit and think about what I want to do. And I hope you do the same. I really, I've been thinking I should write. I write a lot. I'm thinking I should write a book. And, part of me tells me, who the fuck are you to write a book? Who's gonna read that shit? And, the other part of me is telling me, just fucking do it. Kind of like with this podcast, right? Like, I didn't start this podcast because I really thought no one would fucking listen. And here I am, four episodes in, with actually a lot of people listening, not like fucking thousands or something, but there's actually a lot of you listening that I didn't think it'd get this far that quick. Right, and thank you for that. I keep saying, I've mentioned that every episode. Thank you guys so much for fucking listening. If you listen to this fucking podcast, especially like 25 minutes long, 100, oh my god, thank you. Right? Yeah, guys, until next time, I guess. Go live your life, guys, and figure out what you're here to do. And until then, catch somebody doing something right.